Conifex is proud to support Arkansas high school football because teamwork is the only path to excellence, both on the field and in our plants. With operations in El Dorado and Glenwood, Conifex is proud to employ more than 250 of the best people in Arkansas. If you're interested in joining our Conifex team or want to learn more, visit Conifex.com for more information. To our players tonight, good luck, play hard, and stay safe.
.11:52 to play. We're into the fourth quarter. Mountain Home with the football. Junior Williams from the 34 down to the 30. A pickup of 4 on first down. What was that score he just gave us? He said Conway is ahead of North Little Rock now, 21-14. North Little Rock's ahead. Okay.
Yeah.
North Little Rock's up on Conway. Premier game in the state tonight. Here's that misdirection play. Sorrell's coming back to the near sideline. Pulled down from behind at about the 25-yard line. Sorrell's with the 5-yard pickup on second down. So it's third and one. Third and one for this Bomber offense with 10:58 left there in the ballgame, rather. 35-9, Zebras up. Stockton on the toss. Gives it to Tatum Beshears. Picks up a block, has the first down about the 21-yard line, and the Bombers move the chains again.
Good execution that time. Just pitch and let the lead block get out, lead back, get out and block and cut it back up the field. And doing a good job of running that and making positive yardage out of it. Big old holes out there on the corner.
3-yard pickup to the 22-yard line. 10:19 to play. Pine Bluff up 35-9. Shears and Sorrell, the halfbacks in there now. Junior still in a fullback. And the ball kept this time on that option play, kept by Stockton into the secondary, inside the 5, fights his way down to about the 3-yard line. First and goal coming up for the Bombers.
Well, he did a good job that time of carrying out that fake and even gave a little pitch motion, made that guy who was going to have the pitch back, made him stay with the pitch back. He was able to cut it up inside for a real good gain that time. He's learning a lot.
He is.
Experience does wonders for you.
19-yard pickup down to the 3-yard line. First and goal there for Mountain Home. Stockton fumbles the snap. And, boy, there's a bunch of jerseys there that are red, and they come up with it. Oh.
We fumbled it, and somebody kicked it, and it was right at the feet of about 3 red jerseys right there.
So the turnover, second of the night for Mountain Home, the second fumble they've lost. And the Zebras will take over at the 5-yard line. Boy, that's tough right there. They had another nice drive and got it inside the 5, couldn't get any points out of it. 9:11 to play. 35-9, Pine Bluff on top. Howell in a quarterback. He's under center now. Instead of taking the shotgun snap, hands it off to Taylor. Taylor bounces off a couple of tacklers and takes it out to the 10-yard line. A pickup of 5 on first down. .8:38 to play. Zebras looking to the side. They haven't even started the play clock yet. I don't know what they're waiting for.
I don't either. Referee just now,
he still hasn't. That took probably 20 seconds after the play was over before he finally started the play clock. Good grief. Ball had already been put down for play. All the officials were back in position and waiting for the white hat to start it. Second down and 5 here for the Zebras. This is Taylor once again, and he's going to take it to about the 13, maybe the 14-yard line, and pick up a 4 out to the 14. He's going to bring up third and about a yard here for Pine Bluff. .732 to play, and again, they still haven't started the
He's just standing back there, ain't he?
Yeah.
Everybody, the players are even looking at him.
.717 to play. I mean, the clock's running. There's no reason for him to slow things down even more. Third and about a yard and a half here. Taylor is going to have the first down. Out to the 16-yard line. Picked up a couple. .644 to play. Pine Bluff's going to pick up their second straight victory. They started the season 0-2-1. But they'll be 2-0 in conference play after tonight.
Who do they play next week?
Next week, Pine Bluff has Jonesboro. Jonesboro. Here's Taylor once again, right side, spins his way out to about the 20. 4-yard pickup on first down. Under 6 minutes to play now. Pine Bluff up 35-9. Bob, you did something in the first half, by the way. I meant to tell you that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
You complimented the chain gang.
Oh.
I had several texts in the during halftime.
That they were upset because we complimented the chain gang. You know,
Bailey texted. He's a Bailey Boathammer. We talked about the chain breaking. He says they keep zip ties in case that happens.
They're prepared.
They're prepared. Yes.
They're prepared for everything except a long run.
I looked up over there one time last week, and they were having to run a little bit, and I thought, I don't know which was going to die first, Josh or Dave King. Ah. They were both bent over trying to catch their breath after they got done.
You know, they were looking the other night for a relay baton so they could hand it off to somebody halfway down through there.
4-yard pickup here for Taylor out to the 24-yard line. Third and about 2 here for the Zebras.
You know, our chain gang worked real hard till they got all those new Gore-Tex rain suits and everything. Then their training just dropped off.
I thought they were big time.
Yeah.
Yep. First down here for the Zebras.
Look like they're just running the same play over and over
again. They pretty much are, aren't they? Yep. Out to the 28. That was a 4-yard pickup. They've had 4 yards in a row, 3 plays in a row. 18th first down of the night for Pine Bluff. .410 to play now. Man, I was afraid this would happen. I was anxious to see what's going to happen with the PA Little Rock Christian game. PA's up 35-14 now.
No.
Of course, Little Rock Christian's starting quarterback is out tonight.
And Pine Bluff, just everybody but the center moved.
Another penalty against the Zebras. That is their 10th of the night for 60 yards.
You know, since they snapped it over the quarterback's head twice, they've not been in the shotgun or the pistol, have they?
No, they haven't, center. Have they? Backs the Zebras up to the 23. 3:27 to play. Back home next week is Jacksonville comes to town. Jacksonville getting whooped by Jonesboro tonight. Jacksonville 2-2 on the year. They have wins over Little Rock Mills. And looking for their other win here. Be fair. That's right. To be fair, 6-0 in overtime.
I remember that, yeah.
Yes.
That was a battle.
A couple weeks ago, yep. 2:45 to play. Pick up a 5 on the carry. They got the 5 back. They lost on the penalty back to the 28-yard line. 2.5 minutes to play. Handoff coming to the near sideline, and Palmer's defense stretching it out. The carry that time by Taylor once again, and he's out to about the 35-yard line. Pickup of 7 on the play. Well, they'll mark him at the 34 is where they finally put the ball down. So after the 6-yard pickup, it's going to be 3rd and 4 here for the Zebras with 1:49 to play. They've been talking to Quentin Fournay here on the sideline for a long time. They're going to put him in as one of those defensive back positions. He's the foreign exchange student. He's the one that has put 2 kickoffs into the end zone here tonight. He's getting to play a little defense. And he's close to the tackle.
Yeah, he was
fighting his way up there.
He was around the ball.
He did all right there. 69 seconds left. That's a first down for the Zebras out to the 40. I wasn't watching the play. I was watching him. I wanted to see how he did out there. 19th first down of the night for the Zebras.
Well, he did it safety. He did his first 2 steps were back steps, which is what you teach, and then react to the ball, and he did a good job.
Probably just one more play. We're down to 48 seconds left. They still haven't put the ball, started the play clock. I just don't understand this. Let the kids get some more playing time.
He keeps looking to the sideline. What's he waiting on?
I don't know why he's waiting. 34 seconds left.
He's going to wait.
He's going to wait. Now they start the play clock, and Pine Bluff doesn't have to snap it now. That ball, that was at least 30 seconds.
No, they're not going to snap. They're just going to let it run out.
He turned around, watched the clock, waited until I got to 24 seconds, then started the 25-second play clock. And that's going to do it. Pine Bluff wins it 35-9. We will take a break, begin the postgame show here in just a moment. Our final score, Pine Bluff 35, Mountain Home 9. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers post-game show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.